ओम शांति। 30th October 2018 Tuesday. Today's blessing is, may you be a contented idol who attains the throne of a future kingdom with the certificate of contentment. I have to remain content and make everyone content. Let this slogan be written on the board of your forehead, because those who have this certificate will claim the certificate of the fortune of the future kingdom. So every morning at Amrit Vela, bring this slogan into your awareness. Just as you will write slogans on board, in the same way, let this slogan always be written on the board of your forehead, and you will all become contented idols, Santusht Murti. Those who are content are always happy. Baba is telling us to write one slogan on the board. Which board? So we'll write on this board first. I have to remain content and make others content. So Baba is telling that this slogan should be written on the board of your forehead. So every morning at Amrit Vela, bring this slogan into your awareness. Just as you write slogans on board in the similar way, let this slogan always be written on the board of your forehead, and you become contented idols. Those who are content are always happy. So I have to remain content and make others content. Contentment is included in the list of virtues. But there is one thing to ponder deeply. Has Baba ever used the word certificate for any other virtue? He has always said, take 3 certificates of contentment. Take 3 certificates. What is certificate? Somebody gives certificate, Praman Patra. After having verified your credentials, after probably you have passed some exams, after your performance is satisfactory, then only a certificate is given. So this is a new thing. Probably we Brahmins might not have thought on this, ki why Baba has used the word certificate only for contentment. He has never said get the certificate of purity, get the certificate of tolerance, get the certificate of accuracy, get that certificate of benevolence, get that certificate of sweetness. No. He has always talked about certificate of santushtata, contentment. Because it is very hard to get, but it is possible. So Baba is using the word contentment, certificate for contentment. So get this certificate, 3 certificates of contentment. The first certificate you get from this family, second from God, and third, your own mind. Suppose others are not satisfied with us, so probably they might not give us this certificate. And our own mind will say, I have not done this task properly. So I am dissatisfied, disgruntled. So I myself would not give certificate to myself. And as a result of this, even Baba is not satisfied, because we have not fulfilled his hopes, his wishes, his desires, what he wants. So in this Brahmin life, or rather in this life, contentment is a great virtue. And we see people extremely unhappy because they are not satisfied with many things of life. So rather than discussing contentment, we will discuss discontentment, dissatisfaction. So what are the types of dissatisfaction? Not the causes, types. There are many. First is job dissatisfaction. Or in the language of Brahmins, we will say seva dissatisfaction, service dissatisfaction. Sometimes customer dissatisfaction. There is a huge list. Customer is not satisfied. So that is known as customer dissatisfaction. Patient dissatisfaction. A patient is hospitalized, is not dissatisfied with anything. Whatever you do, he is dissatisfied. And at the time of going home, he will even write how I am dissatisfied. So there are many, but most important of these is job. So we'll see what are the causes of job dissatisfaction. So when I talk job, you always replace the word job by service or seva. So job dissatisfaction. So what are the causes of job dissatisfaction? The more you enter into the causes of job dissatisfaction, probably every Brahmin will see that whichever place I am, whether it is Madhuban center, retreat center, the same causes are applied here. The same causes are true here also. Or person is employed in some office, some company, some IT company, some corporate sector, some office, government office. The causes of dissatisfaction there, we can use or we can see them as the causes of dissatisfaction in my life where I am employed. In one way we are employees, though we use some dignified language, not as servant but servers. So what are the causes of job dissatisfaction in the world? So the first thing is underpaid salary. Person is not paid. He is so qualified and skillful, but he is not paid to that, to his expectations. Here, suppose somebody is in center in Madhuban or in any department of Yajna. It's not the question of salary over here, but it is the question of non-recognition of his talents. He is not paid that much. He is highly skillful. Somebody has the art of writing, but that person is always given the task of kitchen. Somebody is highly qualified in speaking, but that person is never given the opportunity to speak. So there is a job dissatisfaction going on. And it is so subtle, one cannot even speak it. But it is going on. And that's why life is unhappy. Even after getting God, even after having this Brahmin family, somewhere one is dissatisfied. So in the world, less salary is a cause of dissatisfaction. Or some junior comes and he is paid more. While we are working from 20 years and we are paid so less, and he has come just now with some fanciful degrees of the world, and suddenly he is recognized, appreciated. So that is the cause, one. Second, difficult boss. Non-cooperative bosses. Tough bosses. This is a separate topic, how to handle difficult boss. You can't change. You can't leave the organization. You have to work in the same center, same retreat center, same department, same place in this yajna, and you have a very tough boss, a boss who is never satisfied, who always finds out some faults. No matter how much you try to satisfy him, he is never satisfied. So tough bosses, difficult bosses, they are not flexible at all. They want things to be done this way, so things should be done that way. Inconsiderate bosses, ingrate bosses, they never express thankfulness, they never praise, they never appreciate, they are highly egoistic. Highly egoistic. You can't do anything with them. So such bosses, non-cooperative bosses, is a cause of job dissatisfaction. I need not to explain in the field of spirituality, the same things will apply here. Because everybody will have one boss. Here also. At some places the bosses are good. They understand. But even if they understand, still we are not satisfied with them. Because we are not satisfied with all of the things they do. Some of their fancies, eccentricities of the mind, they are so tough to handle. Their own mannerism, their particular nature, sanskar, is very tough. So we don't like that. And that emerges many times in between. So job dissatisfaction, one of the causes, uncooperative boss. Third, difficult working conditions, poor working conditions. For example, light is not there, space is very small, and it is dirty, it is foul smelling, and the entrance is not good, ventilation is not good. So poor working condition. In spirituality, poor working condition means atmosphere, there is a negativity. There are gossips. People doubt. If one brother is seen talking with one sister, they make a story out of that. There must be something going on. Otherwise, why this brother will talk with that sister? So they will make up stories, gossips, gossip mongering. So that creates a very negative attitude. Negative atmosphere is poor working condition. It's very difficult to work. The moment you enter, there is comparison. The moment you enter that atmosphere, there is jealousy. Like that. So it's a very difficult working condition. So that is also a cause of dissatisfaction. Ramesh Bhai used to tell one story of one center, that once one few brothers of one center went to governor, secretary, to invite for Shivratri. It's a very bad story. So these few brothers went to the governor office to invite the secretary of governor, come for Shivratri to Brahma Kumaris. Then after 2 days, another center brothers went to the governor to invite for Shivratri. So the secretary said, "We already received your invitation." So these people said, "Hey, no, don't go to them. They are not good people. Come to us." Those are not good people. You should come to us. What is this? What impression that is creating on that person? For him, there is no such thing as this center and that center. They know only Brahma Kumaris. That's it. So they will feel even there is a split here. So when there is such atmosphere of splitting, of jealousy, of pride, of egoism, so there is a lot of job dissatisfaction. So that is the third causes of job dissatisfaction. Next, what are the causes of job dissatisfaction?
Complex.
Colleagues are not cooperative. Boss is not cooperative. Colleagues are not cooperative. Juniors are not cooperative. Juniors are not obedient. So that is also a cause of job dissatisfaction. You tell somebody something, they will not do it. You tell you are sick, you want somebody to help you, they will not come. So, non-cooperative. You want to go to Madhuban and nobody is there, so they will not cooperate. So, job dissatisfaction arises from non-cooperation. That is the same whether bosses or colleagues or juniors. What else? Timings. Timings are too much. One has to work right from dawn till dusk. Get up at Amrit Vela, do the Amrit Vela and start working and working and working. Cleaning the department or center or retreat center is so big that half of the energy goes in its maintenance. And there are certain centers where there are continuous guests. The sisters have no time for jnana and yoga. They are entirely busy in hospitality. One guest has come, now he has gone, now again prepare the room, see for everything. Or half of them are busy in kitchen. Or half of the brothers are busy in taking the guest for a ride. Because there are so many places to be seen. And he has seen them multiple times. But there is a limit to that. He is doing the same task. One brother was sharing his experience who was in center for 40 years. He was saying, I was never given a chance to give a course. And once he was given an opportunity to conduct a course, he felt so happy. So that is also a cause of dissatisfaction. Timings are continuous, one is working. There is a limit to that. Get up and start working. And there is hardly any churning of knowledge, hardly any time for yoga. If you are found or spotted reading Murli, immediately you are grabbed and given some task. You cannot do that. Service is main, service is first. All this task later on, that is your personal affair. Don't read Murli and do yoga during the time of service. So person gets dissatisfied somewhere. How long one will go on? There's a limit. So one of the causes is inappropriate or excessive timing. Overwork is going on. Then the nature of work. Same monotonous work. There is no creativity, no newness in that work. The same person comes, sits at his desk and starts doing the same work. 5 o'clock, he goes home. Same travel by train or local or taxi or car or whatever. And same routine. There is no change in the routine for last 10 years. Same thing is going on. There is no picnic, there is no outing, there is nothing. No entertainment at all. So it's a monotonous work causes job dissatisfaction. What else? Job dissatisfaction causes. Less understanding. Okay. We want them to understand us, but they don't understand our feelings, our emotions. They just want work to be done. That's it. They don't understand what is going on within us. What are our feelings, emotions, desires? They don't understand. So there is a job dissatisfaction. Here, service dissatisfaction. Then lack of interest. You are given that task which you are not interested. You are not interested in, for example, one brother or sister. He is given a task of kitchen. He is not interested in that. He is interested in gyan service. He is dissatisfied. But he has to do. Because they put the label, it is Baba's work and all that. And he cannot resist. This is the most celebrated saying, Haji, of this yagya. If you go against it, people look at you with suspicion. Probably you have less faith. You are becoming Sanshayatma. Definitely you must be in Kusang, wrong company, bad company. So they start looking at you at that vision. So lack of interest. Or another thing of job dissatisfaction is limited career growth. You are in one department from 20 years, but there is no internal growth. The person is employed as a clerk in one office and is working the same job, same timing, and he is same salary and same everything. So he doesn't feel that he has learned something new today. So career is stunted. That is in the world. Here in spirituality also, you have a lot of abilities, specialties, skills. So those things are stunted. because doing the same thing for a long time. And then the seniors, they will tell us that if Baba, you have the speciality, Baba will use those speciality, wait and watch. They tell you like that. Have patience. Baba knows everything. And then one is stifled, one is again this heavy stone one has to keep. Okay, Baba knows. Then there is no meaningful work. The work we are doing, but it is not meaningful. We feel it is waste. All waste work, all waste seva. It is doing something, programs after programs, programs after programs. But it has become so mechanical. There is no entertaining, there is no fruitful result out of all of those things. So, that is a thing. Another thing for job dissatisfaction is health. Physical health is not good. You are suffering something or other. And there is no one to take care of your health. And when everything is done, everything comes normal, then all the more problem. If all the tests and everything done, everything normal, but we are having problem. Now what? The seniors will say, see, you are acting. This is all acting business. You don't want to work, that's why you make excuses and all this pretext. So these are the causes of job dissatisfaction or seva dissatisfaction. Now second is, I said, patient, but before patient, customer dissatisfaction. What are the causes of customer dissatisfaction? Customer dissatisfaction, you order a mobile by online and you get a wrong mobile. You order a book. Recently I had ordered a book and the book came, but it was in Kannad, wrong language. To do with it. So I gifted it to one brother from Karnataka rather than sending it back. So wrong delivery, job dissatisfaction. Then what are the causes of customer dissatisfaction? You are earlier told ki you are going in flight, you are told it is an international flight and the food would be free. You enter and the food is not free. It's dissatisfied. Then what else? Prices. You are told this is this much price, but when you reach, the price is very high. So dissatisfaction. Then you got quality is not good. You got a mobile and the touch screen is not working. Dissatisfaction. What else? Service dissatisfaction. Performance. Services are not good. They told that you call us, we'll come and repair. And they don't come only. It is not working. So, services are not good. Services are not quick. Services are not prompt. That time one is dissatisfied. What else? It's customer dissatisfaction. List is endless. Now come to patient dissatisfaction. Patient is hospitalized. Long waiting list. Dissatisfied. We don't want treatment. One has to wait so long. Long list at the OPD. Long list at the lab. Long waiting list for the reports to come. Inavailability of doctors. Poor services. So one gets dissatisfied with all of this. So we are talking of laukik, first of all. Whether it is job, whether it is hospital, or whether it is job, or this customer dissatisfaction, the same dissatisfaction is somewhere in this Brahmin life also. Because we had pinned high hopes on this institution while coming. And when we see things are not as they are, like person who is coming to Madhuban with first time with lot of hopes, but he comes here and gets dissatisfied after seeing few things. Some negativity he sees and he is dissatisfied. Whether it is accommodation, whether it is food, whether it is cooperation, whether it is behavior of facilities, less facilities, what they expected was more. We are given a room, there is no water, cold water is not there. A hot water is not there, cold water is there. So we are not satisfied. So you know, what should be done for this dissatisfaction. Baba is saying, write this slogan on the board. Which board? Of your forehead. I have to remain content. This is so difficult. And make others, forget making others content. First this. I have to remain content. How should I remain content? Everything is against me. Everyone is against. Everything is against. Things are not good. We expected what and what we got. So, Baba has used the word certificate. As I said, it has not been used for any other virtue. Certificate of tolerance, he never said. Certificate of sweetness, he never said. Certificate of tirelessness, he never said. Only one certificate. Means three certificates of santushtata, contentment. So, it is a great virtue. Now, contentment is a seed, is a bij. This thought is necessary that whatever I have got is more than enough. I don't need anything more. Baba knows what I need. Baba knows how to use my skills. Baba knows the exact time where it should be put to use. I need not to worry about it. So one has to churn on this. And most importantly, one should churn what are the causes of discontentment in my life. One of the causes could be Purusharth is not good. It's a very royal and pure cause. Divine cause. Amritvela is not satisfactory. So one is discontented. Just now one brother messaged, I don't get sleep, I sleep at 5 o'clock in the morning and then get up at 7 o'clock and then go for Murli. What should I do? Whole night goes in sleeplessness, restlessness, tossing on the bed. This happens. So one is dissatisfied in life because of Amritvela is not good. Murli you are going, but no interest as such. Though outside one is showing all that, but inside one is totally lost interest in all those same monotonous words, same speaker every day. The same sister is coming and same she has her own style of telling it. And there is no newness. And sometimes okay, some other person comes, so we feel, students feel okay. But otherwise they have the same face and same notes. So there is a dissatisfaction. Same food, same Monday that. Tuesday same. There is no change in those. Gurvar bhog. That is the same most of the time. So one is dissatisfied with food also inside. But one cannot say. Otherwise they will say you are so much foodie. You are interested in food and rather than tapasya. Immediately somebody will come and point out. The moment you express your internal desires about food. So you can't. So one is dissatisfied about food, about clothing, about accommodation. We always feel that somebody else has got good accommodation. Mine is not good. That center is good, this is not good. That place is good, this is not good. That in charge is good, this is not good. Can I change center or department? This is the question everybody asks. If given a task, immediately one will change. But changing place may not always help. If there is one Ravan sitting here, there are 10 Ravan sitting in another place. Remember that. If you feel this person is an incarnation of Ravana, there are 10 others sitting in another place. So, there is no point. Something deep work has to be done at a very subconscious level. Make a list of deep dissatisfactions, self-talk, asking Baba, what should I do and what is my part, what is my role in this world drama, what I need to do, and talking with oneself and trying to find out the causes, the solutions. And one more thing, how others managed the same situation. Yesterday one double foreigner sister I met, and she was talking of one brother, a Kumar, who is in some foreign country, and he is in that customer care service, who receives calls from so many customers, and every customer is shouting at him, your phone is not, your company is not good, it's not working, you know, a call boy. He has to attend so many calls. But this brother is so calm and quiet.
Oh, everybody is complaining, but he is not in hurry, or he is not impatient, he is not angry. Nothing, he is calm. I remember one doctor was there when I was there. So, there were so many patients around him, but he is so calm. We find it difficult. When there are too many patients, we become impatient. Patients make us impatient. So, when you have to see that there are 100 patients to be seen, so, and then in that particular limit, we have to just do very fast. But I have seen people, some of the doctors, they're so calm and seeing everybody so nicely, without any hurry, nothing. So there are people like that, without any spirituality. They don't know Brahma Kumaris and don't know, are not interested in religion. But they are very calm by their nature, natural nature, as Baba said the other day. So, find out the causes of dissatisfaction, areas of dissatisfaction, which department, what place, what persons, objects, things, facilities, everything. And then try to come to the conclusion, the answer, how should I get satisfied? Because satisfied is such a great virtue. Okay, so write this on the forehead. Om Shanti.